All right, now we just need to make a few more remarks about these two data lists, and then we can go ahead and take off. And the first remark I'd have to make is that the WFE list starts out empty because the universe starts out dark. And let me just say that it just is that way. And the other thing is that the VP list starts out with all the locations. In fact, everything in the VP list is all initialized to the number 0. And that really, by the way, if you're a C programmer, you know that that's by default the way all the arrays in C are initialized anyway. But what that really does is it places the universe into the pre-Big Bang state, and it does it in a really straightforward manner and mechanism just by saying that everything is 0, which is really kind of natural. Really think about it. It's like this is an initialization that's obvious, and it turns out, like I said, the way the universe operates, the way I thought it could have operated with these digital rollovers, and that being implicitly obvious, is as far as I'm concerned. If you look at it that way, then the starting point, it'd be like if it was an hourglass going back and forth. There definitely is an initialization point, like a starting line, like a natural starting line, and this configuration is obvious. It's just naturally there. All zeros in all the fields of the VP list, and the WFE list is empty. And the only last thing I have to say is this, and this is nothing trivial, so it's going to be kind of a lengthy little side discussion here, but the point I'm trying to make with this little side discussion is this. The WFE list is what we call, in computer terms, a dynamic queue. In other words, the length of the WFE list, it changes from state to state as far as the way the program runs. But the VP list, the length of the VP list, that is fixed. And the reason for that, is that I don't believe that there is any kind of a transformation that occurs between energy and matter. Now, if there's no transformation between energy and matter, then the size of the VP list is fixed. If there was transformations between energy and matter, then somehow the VP list would have to have records inserted into it as records are deleted or somehow transferred from the VP list to the WV list and back and forth, as if these two lists would. I don't believe the universe actually operates that way. I believe that Einstein's theory of E equals MC square, it turns out that it's an approximation of the amount of energy theoretically capably available from a single piece of mass. However, all this ratio may be true, may actually be yielded in real observations of physics. I believe that it actually occurs by mechanisms in which there actually is no real transformation between matter and energy. This is another kind of a third sort of a sore point of mine, is that I've got a problem with not only Einstein's basic fundamental basis, that being the time-space continuum, but I've also got a big problem with his biggest and most fundamental theorem, which is E equals MC square. And again, I don't believe that the theorem is actually wrong. I believe the derivation of it is correct as far as showing the proportion of energy that is available from an amount of mass, as I've just said, you know. But I don't believe that the mechanism actually involves any transformation between matter and energy. And the reason I'm saying that is because I believe that the VP list size is fixed in length. And the only thing that, the only transformation that really happens in the VP list is that matter can be in a plasma state or it can be in a bound state. And that's, I've already described that. So, but that's not matter and energy now. Not at all. And again, if you go back to what I was saying, way up in the mystifying you state of this here presentation here, when I was saying that that the algorithm itself is energy, that's the reality. Energy is not something that gets transferred between VPs and energy. Energy is the algorithm being executed. That's what energy actually is.